with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. I do hope you listened to the first hour. If not, may I suggest that when this program ends, there's 3 hours, and there's a refeed on the third hour. So you get to hear the first part. If you enjoy this program, you'll hear my confession to my audience. I need to talk to you, and you don't have to forgive me or anything else. I just need to share and make very clear that life is a mass of, how can I say? Let me see if I can find a way of expressing it. Well, according to statistics, in 10,000 years, only 1% of the human race had lived in freedom. Possibly Rome for 400 years, and then it's turned upside down. And the last 400 years was horror. And it's the first 100 years here in America. It was wonderful. We were climbing and getting more and more freedom. And we got to a point where things changed. And when we began to look for stuff. There was no more fighting for freedom. And so therefore, we look for excitement elsewhere. Fighting for freedom is an interesting thing. But most of the soldiers that come back fighting for their country have post-traumatic stress disorder, and they're just killing each other in droves. I know how to fix that. I just need access to them, to the veteran system, to get into that, hoping that I can one of these days, if I get the right kind of president that will see that I understand everybody. We all have the same problem. Even I had the same problem and didn't know it. Even I influenced my wife in the wrong way and didn't know it. And she didn't know it. I just thought I hypnotized her and she'd wake up. She never wake up. You never wake up from when you get upset. The minute you... O'Reilly, it was wonderful. I just mentioned that about it in the first hour, part of the hour. He was talking to Trump. And he was talking about, you know, the dangers and the violence and things like that. He says, you got to be careful not to overreact. I said, where did he get that from? He must be listening to me. Because I didn't know. I didn't know. How would he know this? How few people know that when you get upset, you lose who you are right away. But every person who talks to you that way, so it's easy if you're upset by your father. You could be upset by anybody. The upset doesn't matter. The upset, whatever upsets you. The hammer, as you hit your nail with it, instead of the real nail, you hit your own nail with it. You stay stupid hammer. You get angry with the hammer. See that? It does the same thing. You can imagine. You got so addicted. You're so addicted to function, the stress energy you need to function, because you've left behind the pure stress. There's a pure stress. It doesn't feel like stress. It is an intuitive momentum. There's an energy coming from within you that is intuitive as a child. But the minute you start to yell and scream at him or spoil him, you rob him or her of her whole life. And they go off looking for more of that. In other words, there's an exchange. So when you get upset with your kids, when you take your frustration out on your kids, when you're resentful towards you, anybody, towards anybody who's hovering over you, that moment is a string, a reinforcement of whatever went on before, even to the day a few weeks after you've been born. your intuition is under assault in every country of the world. Every country, every culture. There's only one culture, and that one culture is the kingdom of heaven within us, and we are born into the world, and the world gets into us, and those who have the strongest wills rule those who have the weakest ones. And the weak ones will turn around and do unto others, and they find their own victims. They take and the ones that get hurt the most are the children, from because they're easy to go.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes. Good evening again. I want to refer to the first hour, and I'll try to make it sort of that you can understand what that first hour is all about without you having to have heard it. But the next hour will be the first hour again, refed, and therefore you may want to see why I'm speaking this way, about how we all are hypnoidal, and that the day we come into the world, the very day we come into the world, within a few short years, the child begins to become aware of their parents' foibles, their fake love, their hypocrisy, their bullying. You see that? How can I find the word for it? It is injustice. Yes, injustice. And bad representation of what a husband and a mother and a father really is, because you come into the world and you carry that behavior into the next generation, and the next generation is a continuum, meaning it multiplies 2, 4, 8 exponentially, and so within the last 50 years, 40 years. Socialism has been creeping into our lives and robbing us of our virtues, and it's through the generations. There's always darkness out there, lurking, to whom he may desire to affect those who are easily affected, but we're all easily affected without us knowing. So, when you come into this world, you will have to come into injustice. You don't come into paradise. You come into a culture. Now, there is no better culture than the United States of America. That's what I saw when I first came. But it wasn't perfect, because there's a tendency for people to elect the devil in slow increments, I might say. So you don't have, in a free country like America, you have a right to be wrong. And you can have a right to see that you're wrong. And hopefully you'll one day come to see the mistake you make the way I did 64 years later after I got married. You see the harm I did without knowing it, how the harm I had on my wife that I didn't know was there. I suspected it, but reasoning with her was impossible because she would go along to get along or rebel. And that would be the behavior that affected my own children. So each one of them has a little a flaw, which is equivalent to what I'm saying. So none of them are perfect. But the whole idea is to help them to become perfect. And I find now that I can get my family together and say to them things that they need to hear. And the first person I spoke to loved it. He says, we need to get the family together to help you us understand this, which is what we're going to do. That's all. And so I hope that you, ladies and gentlemen, will understand that you've inherited death or sin. You inherited it because when you came into the world represented by your parents, your teachers, your preachers, your rabbis, the tendency is to respond as a child, helpless child, helpless but intuitive, helpless but intuitive. You need food, you need a house, a roof over your head. You don't think in those terms, but what can you do as a child? You can see what's going on, but your parents can't see it. Your parents don't understand why they're fighting with each other. They're fighting with each other because mother has become a slave of father, or mother's father has become a slave of mother. Because when you have an argument, what you're doing is intimidating a person to go give in to you. But nearly always, it makes it multiply. The reason for the argument continues rotating. You get angry with him, he gets angry with you, you get angry with him, and you start to reason with each other, and reason flies out of the window, even though you have wisdom, even though you're right, you're wrong, and they don't know what to do anymore, you go crazy, and then you beat her, there it goes. And there's the syndrome. Syndrome. Now, there is not a person listening to me that is any different than I am. I own up to it. Now you own up to it. Don't you understand when you argue and you're dealing with a person who holds a view that is absolutely ridiculous, but you have to face that person. If it's a husband to a wife, then you have to learn to not react to it because the bite of that, it will bite you like a serpent, and get inside you and separate you from separate you more. See, because the reason why you marry is you're attracted to someone, but not because you love them, but you need them to support the worst in you as if it was good. So your wife becomes a pusher and you become a pushover. It's the same thing. It's an addiction. It's a slavish state. I spoke of mine because I understood the hypnotic state. I practiced the hypnosis 3 or 4 years, and during that period of time in Houston, Texas, on Montrose Boulevard, I had an office. And it started because I had knowledge of it. A young lady, a little girl, fell down in front of my house. And her arm was grotesquely twisted. It was headlines in the newspapers. I can actually put the newspaper on Facebook so you can see it. Hypnotist, you know, helps take the pain away from a little girl. There's a picture of me there. And it's like, God knows, 60 years ago now. It's a long time ago. And that paper doesn't exist anymore, but we got the headlines of it. You can see it if you want to. Is that when I began to realize that my understanding of hypnosis was valuable, because I just touched her in much the way I touched my wife in a sense when I was in the car. You didn't hear that part. So when I first met her, and she had a headache, and I said, I put my finger on her head and said, would you like me to take your headache away? And I did. But while she was in at trance, and it was simple enough, there was no, you know, shenanigans. It was just easy. It was my presence. That's it. I had a presence over her. But I don't consider it that way when I first started, when I first got married. I tended to use my charm, in a manner of speaking, not realizing I was doing it. I had a skill. But the skill is deleterious. See? But remember, I'm looking on my journey through life. I started when I was young, and I saw Hitler doing what he did, and he turned the whole country around and turned a democracy into what it was, and to murderers and killers, and people who stood by and watched and smelled burning bodies and not being able to say anything because they had to go along to get along, and that was the end of it. And when you go along to get along, you embolden all this worse than you're everywhere that has set all this in motion. You become a slave. You're going to become a slave of your present president. He set you up to fight each other. He created a whole race, a whole several generations of demoralized people. Several generations of demoralized people, beginning with blacks and extending to white people, that felt it was cool to rebel and take on the mannerless perversions that were practiced by what was put into black Americans. So white Americans also began to put prison clothes on and stuff like that. And slowly they get cool. They get love. And then pretty soon the whole nation becomes, just a great number of people in the nation get caught up in it. And there's anxiety. And there's the anxiety because we're living in a hypnotic state. And in the hypnotic state, we need more and more pleasure to kill the pain of what we don't understand is happening to us. A gradual depletion of life's true force lies at the root of all suffering. The illusion of life that leads to death was emotionally displaced soon after the day you came into the world. The gradual innovation of divine energy is the result of a spiritual separation from the original ground of being and substituted by a compulsive loyalty to the seducer's identity. It works like this. Your seducer upsets you for no good reason and clones, thereby, a loyal copy of themselves into you. You don't know this. Then you give up the intuitive life force that once served God with the emotional energy of an animal. See that? You are giving up when you react to pressure. You are not understanding the power that comes through the generations that precede you or proceed you. So when you're coming into that world, you're going to take on as a child, whether you like it or not. There are a few people that survive it. There are a few people to hold on to their small number. Nearly all of us are subject, when we come into the world as a child, to be infected by the flaws in the mother or the father. And we won't go into that yet, but it is so. The parents do not see, they think they love each other, and pretty soon they're killing each other. And when that happens, when you see the arguments, and then you see the violence, when you see the fact that mother turns the children against the father, so that kind of thing. And then pretty soon there's you know, violence, as I said a few minutes ago. And, you know, hit me, hit me. You know, it's It happens all the time. Because you're caught up in the generations that precede you. And so proceeded. I'm not using the right term, perhaps, but the word born in sin is being born in sin, it's not quite what you think it is. It's born into a sinful culture, and you whereby you are by the foibles of your parents. Okay, so it works like this, and I said again, your seducer upsets you for no good reason and clones a copy of them in you. It could be your parents, it could be a teacher, it could be the kids, taking advantage of your weaknesses. So the bully, your father bullies you, and you cry, and you become a slave of your bully, and then a slave of other people's bullies. Okay? A slave of your bully, you go to school, but then you become a slave of the bully in school. And a couple of strong bullying kids can control a whole school, and nobody dares to stand up. All too cowardly. And that's why one person or two people can conquer a whole country and create different gangs. One school can have a bully influence over that school, and on the other side of the country or the city, then you got the same thing going, and then you could have gang wars, so to speak. And you're loyal to your corrupting leader, the one that loves you for being a good murderer or a good bully. Reward, reward, reward. And so you get a sense of worth from the dark side of the force. And it's in everybody. It's in you. You have to look. You're not who you think you are. You're doing the same thing. Everybody's doing the same thing to each other. Jesus is saying, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But you don't know what that is. What you do to others, it was done to you, and you don't see it. Like my wife in the car. She didn't know that she gave herself to me that moment. That I replaced the bad father with a good husband, a good man. But the point is, I'm a man. And therefore, because I'm a man, I have the same effect on her as her dad did, even though I was a better person. I didn't have to be use hypnosis, but the very fact that I have charm, the very fact that you fall in love with somebody, that is what falling for love is all about. Falling in love is falling from love, is all about. And then when you fall from love, well, you have anxiety. And then anxiety makes you need, security from the person or persons that are like that which had caused you to have the trauma. So that the reinforcement of anything could be anything. That's why tyrants have paintings everywhere. And these paintings only remind you are hypnotic pictures. Means it reinforces, the very presence of that picture reinforces the behavior that was put inside you. Yeah, is that right, David? 1984, I never did read it. It's good, okay. But anyway, I've learned, I guess other people have learned it before me, but I have experienced it and know about it, but they don't know how to save you from it. The whole thing is, how can I get above this to be the example to help save you and to be real enough for you to see that your nonsense, that your self-righteousness isn't self-righteousness, and that your judgments are dangerous Because judgments can make you feel better than somebody. You can actually feel if you want to. So you need a little excitement. But there's nothing to excite you except your imagination. But then you can use the imagination to upset you. So you get mad at yourself all the time, but you're actually being angry at a person inside you that is growing inside you because you're giving your force to it. And then pretty soon you begin to become more addicted, so that your images, you know, the image of yourself begins to fall apart unless you can find somebody who is could be subject to you. Then you could actually turn around and be upset with someone and make them upset too. So they feed their life to you. They cry and they feel, you make them feel worse than you, and you feel better about yourself. You're like ISIS, in a manner of speaking, on a much lower scale. We actually literally hurt each other. You lose your temper, get upset, get impatient. All these things are opposite to what humanity is. And you're all guilty of that. And it isn't normal. And what I'm trying to say to you is, look what's happening to you. The enemy will rise in power as, how could it say it? Is politics is another form of warfare. Politics is another form of warfare. Because the warfare that's happening right now is caused by the fact that you elected the devil. And why do people elect the devil? Because he rises to service what was done to you by people who preceded you as your servants, political servants. And because there's a tendency to when you have been broken and something unholy sits in the place of the holy, and there's conflict. So when something sits in the place of the holy, it's obtuse. It is, maybe that's the wrong word. It is in conflict with the intuitive energy of salvation, redemption. It's in conflict with it. And it feels like your conscience is the enemy, and the enemy is your friend. And it rises in many different ways, marriage, friendship, or fiendship. And then eventually people will elect the devil himself, because there's so many of you voting, looking for answers, but up pops the devil. Up pops the pusher and the pushover. It begins, and once it starts, it can't stop. You have more and more people becoming more and more rebellious. But rebellion is conformity. The way you get upset opens the door of your mind, and you either become a slave of that person or you enslave a person, either way. So that your relationships have to do with just two things. Love, which isn't love. It's being drawn towards the dark side of the force in other people that may not show that side of the force until you're married or until you're involved with them in business in some way. And then you're afraid to speak up to that person because that person is keeping alive something that's good in you but really is bad. It just feels good, but it's bad. And so after the good feeling wears off, after the kindness wears off, the sense of worth they gave you is worthless, it comes, the anxiety gets stronger because you're further away from paradise. Okay, we'll be right back. So how many people have understood this? I've said over and over and over again till my tongue's worn out. So it's, I'm trying to get you to see something. I have to be, have a certain virtue to speak about this. Because if I don't live that life, I can't share it with you. I'd be a phony. So I have to share what I realized. I realized that something I didn't see about myself. I was trying to help my wife. And I didn't know she had been caught up with me in not a healthy way. And you can, if you want to stay and listen to the third hour, it's a repeat of the first hour, where I explain everything the best I could. But I'm trying to get you to understand that spoken word, the spoken word of authority, is dangerous. In other words, if you can't say no to somebody, it's dangerous. If you find the way to get other people to go along with you and not be able to resist you, it's dangerous. It's dangerous to want to control anybody. But we all have to fill ourselves with something that's missing. And you feel it, you experience it by living off of somebody else. How can I say this? I have a book called, what's it called? Here it is. How to Conquer Suffering Without Doctors. I can just read you a little bit. A gradual, are you being drained? A gradual depletion of life's true force lies in the root of all suffering. It's the opening chapter. The illusion of life that leads to death was emotionally displaced soon after the day you came into the world. The gradual enervation of divine energy is the result of a spiritual separation from the original ground of being, substituted by a compulsive loyalty to the seducer's identity. Get it! It's there! It's in you! You have no life of your own! That's why you're frozen by your president, who has understood this, is behind all this. He's going to go take a nice vacation and visit his Saudi friends or whatever. And meanwhile, he knows exactly what he's going to leave behind. Civil war. And he set it up. And he's going to make sure he's not here. All right. All right. When you see you're paralyzed, your army is paralyzed, you are paralyzed. You don't know you're paralyzed. But you drink, you smoke, you screw. You cannot. How can I say this? I mean, it's so wild. Okay. I've used my 3 minutes up. Support my program. Let me sort of carry on like this for a little bit. I'll get over it. Okay. 800-866-8883. 866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Yes, right, p.m. Thank you. Pacific time, yes.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And now, it's a bit late to say this, but I just want to remind you that I've seen for a long time, and I'm a conservative, but I'm not a Republican. I would drop dead if I was one of them. They're both in the same hands. There are forces at work that you can't win for losing. And that's the reason why Republicans are just as bad, if not worse, because they're more subtle and clever. The other part is like love and hate, a husband and wife. It's hard to say which one is what. You got the bitch and son of a bitch. And what are the kids are going to do? That's all you got. That's what Republicans are. They're part of the devil. They are the problem. You can see it now. When you get a fresh face, you can see it. They don't want you to be free. Don't give your money to those people. Give it to Roy Masters, the Foundation of Human Understanding. I need 1,000 stations to get to the country before it falls apart. You've only got a few months left. Martial law, goodbye. You get the wrong person in the Supreme Court, goodbye. It's all over. It's about time you rose up, everybody, left and right. Forget your parties. Forget them. They're both owned. And you can see the stupidity of some of those people running for president of the United States. I mean, I'm not going to tell you who's who, but you could be deceived by both sides. The left is more attractive to the left because of the conditioning. And the right is also fighting for your life force. They're working together, these two. Remember this, I've said it several times, that politics is another form of warfare. You only have to control both parties and make one look like the other's wrong constantly. For 4 years, you have a Republican president, and for another 4 years, you have a Democrat. See, but what you're getting is what you got. It's like a husband and wife, bitches and sons of bitches. That's what they are. And we kids are in the middle. And we kids need to stand up and say, enough. We need to come together against these people, not against together to each other. They want to push us to... Don't you see? You are loyal to what has corrupted you. You're loyal to the Republicans. You're loyal to the left. You're loyal. You're loyal to the... You have no loyalty except what's right in your heart. Do you understand this? You can't cheer, except, you know, there's the right way of doing it. But the right way will mark you. If you remember, there's germination, there's germinating people who are addicted to drugs and the drug pushers and addicted to the game that goes on in the schools and the universities, so that they're turning out communists who think they're Americans and have those ideas put into their minds, and you can't move them. So you've got to be very careful how you deal with those people. And that's another subject. I've got to take a call right now. All right, New Jersey. It's John. Hello, John.
Yeah, hi, Roy. How are you?
I just carried on tonight. I just couldn't stop.
I just wanted to call in. I called you before, and of course I have my problems over the years, but I just wanted to talk to you about an experience I had where I was just sitting in my car listening to the radio. And it was the news, and I reacted in a way that I've never reacted before.
Yes.
Where I seen something in myself where I just started to curse, and that was the first time I ever did that.
And, well, what was that? Why are you calling? Are you just calling me to tell me that, and you're okay about it, or do you need some help from me?
Well, I would need some help from you just to get me to another level.
Well, actually, if you see that, can I just assume something? Can I assume, and you tell me if I'm wrong, that you saw it and you caught it in time?
Yes.
Or did it get away with you?
No, I seen it come up out of me, and it wasn't. It was something that
Like it I wasn't said, about that. Before. It was something that stimulated you to bring forth a memory of something or not. Did it bring out a memory? Did whatever you heard, was it something similar to what happened to you as a kid or something?
Maybe.
Well,
I felt disgust.
Could you tell me what the radio was saying?
Well, it had something to do with politics.
Yes.
And I'm really caught up in politics. And
You're not to be you shouldn't be caught up in anything, because if you're caught up in politics, you are both. You got the both. Politics is not, how can I say this? It's so obvious. You're caught up in politics. I just said the left and the right are just as bad as each other. There's got to be something in the middle. And you represent something in the middle. And if you really represent the middle, you can see both of them as wrong and not be angry. And then no longer embolden them with your money or empower them with your votes.
Right.
And come and go to war with them if you have to, but not being angry. You have to deal with anger, because if you go to war, if a soldier goes to war and gets angry, he carries with him the nature of the beast he was fighting. So he may kill somebody who cuts a woman open and pulls the baby out and cuts off her head. He sees that, and because he's a civilized person, not understanding what the game is from the enemy, because the enemy will use this to intimidate us into putting themselves into us, in this case, the soldier. So the soldier comes home with something else in him. The enemy comes home to his house. And when he comes home, the sounds of warfare, the backfiring of a bus, could cause him to suddenly see everything on the battlefield as if he was there, jump behind the sofa and point the gun at his own family, and he got a problem. And then the voice inside him says, "If you don't kill yourself, I'll get you to kill them." The voice does that. A psychiatry doesn't understand that. I'm saying you, the mind, the forces at work.
The forces make you paralyzed.
They paralyze you.
You're doing
and,
it,
and
doing
the more you struggle,
in a paralyzed state.
That's right. That's correct.
Right.
So what you are beginning to experience now is you need to not trust anything but your intuition. In other words, but you've got to be careful not to choose sides. In politics, you don't want to choose sides of anybody. What you need to do is to watch the angry person and the appeaser, and watch them both, and don't have any feeling towards them. It is what it is.
Right.
So you need to learn to find that redemption. There's such a thing as a redemption, which the meditation exercise, the 7-minute exercise, brings you, without religious words, across the border of paradise to where your father in heaven becomes your dad. And then you find yourself obedient to his small voice that doesn't sound like a voice at all, but you know without knowing what you know. And you do without being prompted to anything. And you can overcome the overcomer, because the whole secret is who is going to rule who. If you give in, you are an appeaser, and you cannot stop being an appeaser. And the only way you can stop being an appeaser is to be a bully. And the two sides, the political sides, are both that. One's a bully, and one's the bullies on the left, and the person who looks like a good person is on the right. But neither one of them are good. They have all the trimmings of being an American, but they don't. You see, they go along with Obama. they went along. They never. Don't you see the country sunk because they failed you? And they want to put another failed person in there. That's where you begin. So when a fresh face comes, I'm not saying you should vote for him at all, but when a fresh face comes, it lights up both of them. And you can see very clearly that the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're fighting over the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what to do except hate one or the other or become one or the other. And it goes on from generation to generation. And pretty soon we're all broken, lost, drunk, drugged, screwed. And we tend to look for answers in all the wrong places. But multiplying the power that's doing that. And that's how you got this president. He screwed you once.
The powers that be, they look down on us in contempt.
They do look on us with contempt, yes. As you're falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
That president you got, he should have been, what did it do it? Impeached a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But you are politically correct because he's black.
Mm-hmm.
And even if he stands there as a Muslim and saying, this is not a Christian country, you should have all stood up, but you didn't. Because we Christians are cowards. And now your time is almost up. You're at the very end of losing America. You're beginning to wake up right now, but be careful when you wake up. You don't fall to anger. Hold your ground and don't have pity on anybody and don't get angry at anybody. Hold your ground. Move and have your being, but not in the time you select, and not with the thoughts that come to you. In other words, intuition is intuition, and as God knows everything at once, you will at once know what God wants you to do, but you will not have a plan.
Okay.
It's intuition and spontaneous. Naturally, only when you don't react can you act in a perfect way. Oh, no, no. It's time to... All right, so, John, are you still there? Is John still... Oh, he's gone, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand that when you react subject yourself to pressure, then you're emboldening the person's power over you. All who sin are slaves. So you yield to that, but you were born into having to yield to a parent, having to yield to a teacher or preacher. Or rabbi. It's a spoken word that should not have the power over you. Where's the spoken word? It is the still small voice that gives you to know without knowing why you know and gets you to act immediately without reacting. That's it. And that frightens the adversary. You are that which they are afraid of. You're not on the left, you're not on the right, but you're in the center, and God is moving you, and you recognize each other as real Americans, free from the left and the right, the anger and the submission to pressure. Both those go away. And you become untouchable. And it frightens them. And they retreat. But if you react, that's the opposite way. And you embolden your enemy. You have to learn to be... you. In other words, I've got to say it. It's on the tip of my tongue. In other words, you have to be perfect in every moment. And the minute you start to see your own problem and you recognize it, that's the first perfect moment. It starts to go away. In the next person, next moment, you can see the adversary. You can see the liar and you can see the bully. You can see the appeaser. You can see yourself as a bully. You can see yourself as an appeaser. But whatever it is, if it's somebody else that's a bully, if it's somebody else that's an appeaser, don't judge them. Just see that they are, and they feel like, and you feel they see you watching them, and something good comes from that. And I haven't got time to explain it. I just take a call from Maria now. I'm sorry to have, you know, taken up all the time.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, Maria from Boston. This is Roy.
Hello.
Hello, Russ. How are you, Maria?
Good, thank you. I wanted to share a testimonial first, if I may.
Yes, please.
I've known of you and have been listening to you for about 30 years or so, but it's only been about 20 years that I've been using the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel I was one of those fortunate ones that had an amazing experience with the meditation the first time.
That's good.
Yeah. That's a nice thing to share.
Does my heart good.
And what happened was, what you typically say will happen is that I saw what a jerk I had been in judging my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I had held them up to such a high standard that they could never possibly meet.
And that's the kind of game that's playing through you, not understanding that you are just worsening the condition because you've already been affected by your parents. To lose their innocence.
Oh, that's interesting.
See, so
I didn't look at it that way.
Yeah, but still, you seem to have recovered it. You know, you're speaking about past tense in the few minutes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, yes, because
right.
I did the meditation that morning for the first time, and
yes.
I really felt a freedom in knowing that truth, that I had been so wrong, and I
yes.
hadn't even realized that I was doing what I was doing before I saw it.
Isn't that typical in the hypnotic state?
Yes. And what happened subsequent to that was somewhat of a miracle. That evening, I had a dream. And in the dream, I saw my dad had already passed away at this point, you know, in real life.
Yes.
And in the dream, my mother was speaking to somebody on the phone. And somehow I was able to hear the conversation between her and this other person. And my mother was speaking in a completely different way than she does in real life. She was very confident, very sophisticated, articulate. She was the mother that I would have always wanted to have
had. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yes. And in the dream, my dad was around. He wasn't part of this conversation, but he was in the picture somehow. But I saw him as being weak. He was the weak one.
Yes.
And whereas in real life, he was always the one that was, you know, he could get very angry quickly, and my mother was the one always in control, more calm. And anyway, when I woke up, it was as if the dream had a real effect on me. It was like I had gone through a real experience, and I did start to see my mother in a completely new way. And I transferred those feelings from the dream to real life, and I no longer had my buttons pushed by her.
That's not wonderful.
That was amazing.
You know what? Can I say something?
Yes.
I have to make up a story like that. And so a boy hates his father, and his father is a very bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And does a lot of bad stuff. And so he goes through life. And one day, he's a good person. He's searching like you did.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something I made up, which is very similar to what you said. I just use it as an example, because you're a perfect example of real of the reality of what I was inventing to make it, to make it. But all of a sudden, he has a dream, and he sees his father, but he has a different aura around him.
Mm-hmm.
And the father comes to him and says, he's sorry, but, you know, he loves, I love you, and I'm sorry I did these things to you.
Yeah.
And what's, what was happening, so when he wakes up, he was a different person, but it wasn't his father that was in this dream. It was the image of his father, and behind that was God's love, so that in other words, the God used the image of the father to get you to see,
right,
to get the boy to see that he's wrong.
Yes.
And that there's love in the father, even though that's not the real father.
Right.
See that?
Right.
That's it.
And to take it to one more level.
But God is talking to you through that. He talks to you through that dream.
Oh, absolutely.
See, there it is. That's how he does it.
Yeah, it was such a blessing to me, because it was such a relief, and I could, you know, communicate with my mother in a new way, and to take it to another level of miraculousness. And this was kind of odd. You probably understand this better than I would. But what happened also was that my mother started to become transformed.
That's interesting, because the way you looked at her had an effect on her. It's the way people look at me. I have effect on the bad, so they become good.
Yeah.
Something in you is wordless. And so she saw in you and became the good that you have towards your mother. Mm-hmm. She responded to that. This is beautiful. This is beautiful stuff.
It really was. And I have to say, I probably made a mistake in using the meditation after that and expecting, you know, something as miraculous as that to
happen. No, you don't want, that's it. It goes on like that in different ways.
Yeah.
It's so many different ways, so many different circumstances, so many different trials and tribulations. If you just don't react to it and just don't judge people. And you see what I mean? Because the dark side of the force is inside a person, and the person does not aware that it, something is inside him. But he thinks that what's inside him and how he's expressing himself is him. And you've got to be very careful about his own belief in him being wrong, thinking he's right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just not judge the person, the spirit in that side of that man, or that person, will be affected by you instead of you being affected by him. You affect him in a good way. So the dark side of the force loses his energy and he wakes up. I don't know. I'm looking at you. Can you call back tomorrow?
I'm not sure, but I'd love to, because I really had a question too. I have a little sticky wicket.
Oh, yes. Be the first person. Be the first person tomorrow, because we have to go now. Well, I'm in a tendency to want to say more and more, but I need to support the program. I do hope you understand your life can change in seconds. And I'm here for you tomorrow to help you with overcome these problems and see it more clearly. Support the program, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And the website is fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, and you can get the 7-minute meditation, no charge. Thank you and enjoy. God bless. Thank you.